Globalization. As the world opens up to new technology, new ideas, and ever-increasing levels of trade, as it picks up speed, seeming to spin that little bit faster with every email sent and every text message received, as the world becomes a globe with blurring boundaries, I pause to wonder about the people involved. Tourism, international migration, student exchange, temporary working, holiday, visas. There are over 185 million people now living outside of their countries of birth. Economists and politicians may debate the effects of migrants to domestic economies. But leaving them to focus on the finances, I pause instead to wonder about love. The city of Melbourne, with people from over 140 different cultures, is a hive of multicultural activity. Yelena, a Russian migrant turned seasoned Melburnian, speaks to me about her experience of a love that transcends cultural boundaries. I ask her if it's exciting or challenging to be in a cross-cultural relationship.
Well, I find it both exciting and challenging because you just imagine you come to a new country and you meet the family for the first time, and then you're shocked by it. Maybe the first time you're shocked by the traditions or relationship within the family and between the families and in society in total, in general. But it's enjoyable because it's so new, and that you know that your place is here, next to the one you love, that I think this is not a challenge anymore. It's something new to learn. of course, you discover the new world, and it's very interesting to do it together. So I've seen through my marriage, through my relationship, this more learning experience rather than obstacles I have to overcome.
I asked Joe, a Malaysian student partnered to a Kiwi Australian, what she saw as the building blocks of a cross-cultural relationship.
Probably just understanding where each other's background comes from, what's important to the other person's culture, and respecting that, and not not asking the other person to give it up for you, because you just have to understand that that's where they've come from and that's what they believe in. So as long as you understand and respect each other's culture, then that's probably the best way to start and maintain a good cross-cultural relationship.
And this is the process of the whole life, I think, of the whole maybe eternity. It's not just the process of, oh, I love this person or I fell in love and it's like finished. No, it's continuous throughout the whole life and maybe beyond life. I believe it's beyond life also continuous.
So what do we make of culture in a globalizing world filled with romance, yearning for true love? When boy meets girl.
what they say.
I think it doesn't matter. At least for me, it doesn't matter.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
In the context of eternity, a few years of social conditioning certainly don't seem so daunting. Que sera, sera. I'm Irina Yusikov for 3CR, hoping that as the world opens up, your heart may be prepared to do the same.
Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be?